Finley has been part of this for a number of years. Sherry Garner Brunbaugh is with us now from Garner Trucking. I know, how did you get involved? I know you've been very involved in this over the years. You have actually done transport, you know, Garner Trucking has done the transport for wreaths across America in the past. But how did you first get involved with this?
Well, it's the trucking industry. Yeah. Our association, our Truckload Carriers Association, which we are a member, they reached out to, you know, we have to get these wreaths across the country.
Sure.
And so there a partnership developed with the Wooster family at the Maine. That's the Wooster Maine wreath company. Mm-hmm. And so the trucking industry has just grown. More cemeteries got involved, and from coast to coast, even Norway, even, you know, across the pond, they deliver wreaths. So
across the fjord.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, somehow we have to get 3 million wreaths delivered this year.
3 million.
And they look
That's
to the
amazing.
Trucking industry.
That is
supply
amazing.
Chain. They do some on rail, mm-hmm. but for the most part, it's all on trucks. And two of those loads this year, again, will be on Garner trucks.
That's terrific. So is this like, do you go places you don't normally go to do this?
Yeah, we don't typically go to Maine.
I was going to say, I didn't think that Maine was in your territory generally.
No, that's not in our footprint, but we do get loads. We have a customer that's in the area, so they extend a couple loads to us to get there.
So do they all come from Maine,
yes.
the wreaths? So they yes. still all come
they make
from Maine.
All the wreaths. Yeah.
Which, if you're going to do this all across the country, that's like the mm-hmm. least centrally located
yes.
spot.
Oh, yeah. It's out in the middle of nowhere, Maine, too. So, yes, we'll pick up a load. In fact, it's Tuesday, so they're there. They're getting close to they're delivering their loads in Portland mm-hmm. area right now, and then they'll pick up their loads either later this evening or tomorrow morning and start their way back.
And
one going to Arlington National.
Okay,
Cemetery.
That's why I was going to ask you. The wreaths that you are taking are actually going to Arlington. How cool is that to
it
pull
is.
Into the Arlington National Cemetery with that truckload of wreaths, knowing what happens next?
Yes, yes. I've been there a couple times, and it is a moving experience. This is 10 years Garner's been part of it. So it's kind of ceremonial. Yeah. We typically select or offer to veteran drivers that are veterans to take the loads. It's extra special for them. And so we have two of our veterans, both of them armed forces in the Army. They were both served in that area, that branch. And so, and then the other one's coming back here to Finley.
Terrific.
And he'll be back Thursday, and we'll unload those. We have six participating cemeteries in our area this year.
And I know every year that you've done this here locally, the goal has been to lay more wreaths, to eventually, hopefully, get to all of them, but to, you know, grow this with additional locations and more wreaths at those locations. Where are we now? What is the...
We added last year, North Baltimore
joined
the effort, and few years ago, this is the third year, the St. Mike Cemetery has been part of our effort. So we have Maple Grove.
Right.
We think there's about 4,000 veteran graves in Maple Grove. It was a project of my son's. It was his Eagle Scout project, and he actually counted.
To identify all of those.
To identify, and sadly, we don't have good record, and every year there are more of our veterans that are, you know, interred there. So we are increased our amounts this year. We've got 750 more wreaths. So we're a little over 3,000 wreaths are going to be laid here at Maple Grove, and then on St. Mike's about 400. So we need volunteers this Saturday.
That's the most immediate need.
Yes.
Is to, you know, make sure that they get out there. And it's like they say, many hands make for light work.
Absolutely.
The goal is to get them all in a couple of hours. How do folks participate in that end of it?
So we have a ceremony at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Very brief, just to, you know, remember, honor, teach. That's the mission of Race Across America. So we have a moment of remembrance and honoring our veterans, and then teaching, you know, young and old can come out and lay a wreath.
And you encourage that.
Absolutely. Yeah. 10 a.m., the ceremony at Maple Grove. We do that as a combined effort. Also Benton Ridge at 10 a.m. North Baltimore is at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And then we have Bishop Cemetery as well, Bishop's Township. And so then we also have it's Eagle Township, Bishop Cemeteries. And then we have Arlington. We did Arlington, Ohio, not to be confused with
the National Cemetery.
That's right, yeah. our very own Arlington, Ohio.
Yeah.
Their ceremony is at 1:30 in Lane at 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
So, come out.
Just come out.
It's going to be a nice day. I've been watching the weather. I always worry.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be a nice day and dry, cool. Bundle up, lay the wreath. We ask that you say the veteran's name when you lay the wreath and take a moment to give thanks, thank them for the service.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
It is.
And then here in a few weeks after the holiday, you'll need help to remove the wreaths, because you don't want to just leave them there forever until the spring. So there will be that effort as well.
Yes. Just to, help our maintenance staff.
Right.
The city of Findlay is so gracious. They are the municipality that makes sure that our cemetery is taken care of. So we go back, and it's the third Saturday in January, I believe that's the 18th, and 9 a.m. It's usually a little bit brisk.
Right.
But maybe a fewer, less hands, but...
And maybe a little more snow.
And a little more snow.
So you might want to circle that on the calendar as well while we're on the subject. And then the fundraising for this to make it happen actually happens year round.
It does.
How do folks support? What is needed on that end of things? Mm-hmm.
The wreaths themselves cost $17.
Okay.
So we do our part of a program. It's 3 for $2. So we fundraise all year long. After the first of the year, the Race organization, they do a promo where they buy one, get one free. So it's nice to have some money in the coffers. So I'm still getting, and taking donations.
Yeah.
You can go out to wreathsacrossamerica.org and search for our cemetery.
Okay.
And there's donation. You can do that. Or you can go through our Veteran Service
Center. And you can do that. Anytime.
Anytime.
Anytime. So we have a link up on our webpage for more information about Wreaths Across America and the local effort. And again, it is this Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. at most of the cemeteries.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Really encourage folks to take part, because it is something really special for the holiday season, remembering the fallen. And again, Sherry Garner Brumbaugh, the local effort of Wreaths Across America, Garner Trucking, of course, very much involved in the national effort as well. Sherry, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thanks so much for your time, and thank you, Findlay Hancock County.